It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Every Thursday, we look at Michigan politics with Susan Demas, political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. So, Susan, Ken, as we know in what some are calling a surprising decision today, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the Affordable Care Act. We've been getting reactions from lawmakers in Michigan throughout the day. Governor Snyder says he doesn't like the law, but he is going to try to follow it. Susan, what does this mean for Michigan's online health care exchanges? That's one of the requirements of this law.
Well, both Governor Snyder and Speaker Jace Bulger have indicated their interest in taking this up. The GOP-led House has put off doing anything on this front because they wanted to see how the Supreme Court would rule. But given the decision, I think that neither one of them really would like to see the federal government run this. So they'd much rather be proactive and set up an exchange, which will be run by a nonprofit. It won't even be run by the state.
Now, Governor Snyder tried to get this health care exchange up and running some time ago. But like you said, there was pushback from the House. There's a January 1st, 2014 deadline to get this health care exchange up and running. Are we going to make that deadline?
That's a good question. And Governor Snyder, even back in January or February, I believe, expressed a lot of concern about the logistics. I mean, after all, he is an IT guy. So we'll see how this goes. But the House and Senate are back in a few weeks, and I would imagine that this will be on the agenda.
Ken, Republicans in the legislature, including Speaker of the House, Jace Bulger, have been very vocal in their opposition to the Affordable Care Act. This ruling doesn't change that opposition. So what's next for them?
I think it's still hard to look in our crystal ball and answer that with any kind of clarity for a couple of reasons. One is Republicans are simply still dead set against this, and they're going to campaign against it. And if they do take the majority in the Congress, the U.S. Senate, the presidency, they will repeal it. They've already said that. So this continues to be extremely divisive, and Republicans at the state level begrudgingly will probably implement it, but they will resist it at every step of the turn. Now, if this law kind of settles in over time, if Obama gets reelected, he obviously would veto any attempt to repeal it. That takes it to 2016, and over time, I could see this kind of settling in and people getting acclimated to it. But that's not true today, even with this Supreme Court decision. And this is very different than, for example, Medicare and Medicaid. Medicare and Medicaid was passed in 1965, and at the time, almost half of the Republicans in the U.S. Senate and Congress supported it. That's not true for the Affordable Care Act. No Republicans in the Senate or House supported it 2 years ago. So it continues to be a very partisan, very divisive. And I think it's going to take a number of years and Democratic electoral victories for this to settle in.
Susan, what do you think? What kind of impact will this have on Michiganders and potentially on how they vote this fall?
I think it's way too soon to say how much of a factor this will be in the election. I still think the economy is going to be much more important than a Supreme Court decision. But, you know, time will tell. I think this definitely could motivate the bases on both sides. But in terms of independent voters, I'm not sure.
I think this is a double-edged sword for Republicans. It helps to energize the base for the November election because they're going to be extremely agitated. But independent voters might say, let's put this debate behind us. It's been settled. Let's move on.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. And Susan Demas is Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.